look at the number of Israelis killed, it comes to less than one a day. It comes to less than one a day since October 7th. Now, less than one a day is not a war. It's a genocide. And there is what I consider the most fundamental point. How do you characterize what's going on in Gaza? Is it a war where we should be applying the laws of war, the principle of distinction, in trying to understand it? Or is it a genocide in which the war aspect, is completely trivial? And if you want to see the juxtaposition very clearly, you take the UN Commission of Inquiry's report on Gaza, the Navi Pillay Commission, and you juxtapose that to the South African application to the International Court of Justice. Navi Pillay's commission, it talks about the laws of war. Is Israel obeying the principle of distinction? Is Israel obeying the principle of proportionality? Is Israel obeying the principle of discrimination? The South African application, it never talks about Hamas. Because Hamas is the most trivial aspect, the most marginal aspect to what's going on. It's a genocide. It's the destruction of the infrastructure and the population of Gaza. And when you heighten scrutiny of the military aspect, you are facilitating the genocide by pretending and acting as if there is a war going on there. There is no war going on in Gaza, or I should say, it's a marginal aspect of what's going on in Gaza. The overwhelming fact is a genocide is unfolding in Gaza, and the war is a sideshow.